joined now here, starting off by Tyler Moen. Tyler, first off, congratulations. Always good to get a win.
Thank you. Feels really good.
Well, it looked like you guys at times struggled to be consistent, but when you did get moving up and down the floor and you were executing well, you know, it was a rhythm that Red Oak really couldn't keep up with.
Yeah, that snow day, Monday, really didn't help with our practice schedule. Kind of got us out of our normal routine, but we played okay first half. Second half, we came out and we executed better.
I guess for you personally, how do you feel like your game's grown here over the offseason and early on this year? I know you're being counted on to do more for this team this year. Talk about your game.
My game has improved mostly in the confidence area. Last year, I was looked at just kind of being a role player. This year, they're looking more out of me, and I've kind of grown that confidence level going to scrimmages over the summer and just growing into my role.
What did you guys talk about at halftime? It seemed like third quarter, you came out with some pretty good intensity and were able to build that lead pretty early.
We built a pretty good lead in the first half, and we kind of got lackadaisical, kind of let off the pedal. In that second half, once we built that lead up again, we just kept the pedal to the metal.
Well, you turn around now and play Creston coming up on Friday night. I guess, what do you think the team needs to work on heading into that?
I think we can compete with them. I think we can win. We have to come out and, like tonight, we can't get lackadaisical. We have to be focused and ready to go.
Well, Tyler, we appreciate you stopping by and congrats again on that.
Thank you.
All right, Tyler Moen here this evening after the victory, picking up the win here tonight. He dropped in 9 points here for this Atlantic squad. And now we'll turn the mic over here to Logan Riley. Logan with 8 points here this evening. Logan, first off, same thing as I said to Tyler, always good to come out and get a win.
Oh, yeah, feels good. Like you said, we came out pretty slow. We started off pretty fast in the first quarter, and then after that, we kind of just slowed up, got lackadaisical, and then at halftime, we really stepped it up.
It sure seems like this team wants to get up and down the floor and run as much as you guys can.
Yeah.
Is that kind of
the talk? Because we don't have very much height to us, so we really got to utilize our speed, which we have been doing pretty well.
Well, obviously, same thing as Tyler. I'm sure coming into the year, you knew that you were going to be counted on a little bit more. I guess talk about what you've worked on.
Well, last year, I was really just more of a catch and shoot. And then this year, I've had to really work on my defensive game, which I think I've improved on pretty well, and then continue to shoot it more.
Well, and when you're in that kind of high-tempo offense, you guys have to make sure that you're being efficient with the ball, too. Otherwise, it goes the other way on you. But have you worked a lot on that up-and-down passing game?
Yeah, we make sure in practice we don't look down passes. We really just come to a jump stop when we pass it, so we don't turn the ball over very often.
Well, I guess, what are some of the things you've seen early from this team that you know you need to improve on if you're going to have success?
To improve on, we definitely need to slow down on offense and just play our basketball and not turn it over as much. Take better control of the ball.
Well, for the most part, I thought you guys did pretty well with that here tonight. There were a few stretches, like Tyler said, where maybe you guys got a little bit lackadaisical, not focused the whole entire time. But when you guys were running, it was working pretty good here tonight, and that's going to be fun to watch if you can keep it up, Logan.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Logan Riley here after the contest tonight. The Trojans pick up the win, 61-34, the final here tonight.